The U.S. Department of Education's National Center for Education Statistics conducted national adult literacy assessments in 1992 and in 2003. They were designed to judge literacy proficiency for the nation and for large subgroups. Roughly 14% of the adults participating in the assessment scored below basic, which means they do not have more than the most simple of literacy skills. Paula Faulkner says she sees many examples of this in her role as volunteer literacy coordinator for Southeastern Community College. She says her free program is working to help adults from throughout Southeast Iowa who want to improve their reading and comprehension.
You see a lot of this in poverty, where people have to take two or three jobs just to make ends meet. Sometimes a lot of people cannot get jobs without, you know, being able to read. Even more and more so, I see that people are being laid off, and when they're being laid off from a company that is closed, it is very difficult to get another job because companies expect so much more now. They expect people to have their GEDs and their high school diplomas.
And is that the case where they were able to do their one job because they've done it for years? They haven't had to have that skill, but now that they're back on the job market, they've got to have those skills.
Yes, very much so.
How do you get someone to the point, though, of coming to you and your program for help?
We have referrals. Maybe some of their friends or their a church person, a pastor may refer them. Sometimes different agency, Voc Rehab, has referred people to us. There's many organizations. So I just want to get the word out that there is help for people that have low reading skills, that we can give them, match them up with a one-on-one tutor. And they meet in a public place at the convenience and the time that is suitable for the student and for the tutor.
What's the approach you take?
We do many approaches. One of the things we do in our training is that we talk about the adult learner, about, you know, what is going on in their lives. They have families, they have health issues. But we also talk about learning styles. We talk about, you know, how that student learns best, because the tutor will become an expert on their student just by working with them. We are affiliate of Pro Literacy International, so we use their materials, and also we are also using the Barton materials, which Susan Barton is she's one of the leading experts in dyslexia. And yes, sometimes we have students that have those issues. There's many reasons why an adult has not learned how to read. Sometimes they were moving around a lot. Sometimes they just got frustrated with learning. Sometimes they had mind on other things, or their environment, their situation wasn't good when they went to school.
You mentioned the one-on-one, which would mean however many people you have in the course is how many volunteers. How many volunteers are you expecting to need during this latest round?
Currently, we have 20 volunteers, but I am constantly getting new referrals to me. So I'm looking for anyone that is available, anyone that is interested. We'd love to meet and talk to you more about the program.
So it almost seems like you could, any amount of volunteers you get, you're going to be able to have people that they'll be able to work with.
Yes.
Is there a set amount of time, or is it really just until this person has got the reading going?
When I meet with the student, we talk about that they need to meet at least once a week with their tutor, and that they need to contact with their tutor for some reason. If they cannot make it that week, they need to contact them.
It's not really a case of you'll meet once a week, every week. It's really a program that it sounds like they have some flexibility to work with and get as much out of it as they want.
That is very true. And, you know, there are so many things that come up. A lot of these adult students, they have families just like you and me. They have work obligations. They have all these other things come in life. You know, then there's surprises that come along when a loved one dies or a health issue. Then you need to be flexible with that.
This isn't something where the tutor's got to show up and come up with their own program. You guys have materials that they'll follow as they go.
My job is I meet with a student one-on-one, and I will give them some assessments and to see what materials would work best with that student. And then I give these materials to the tutor to use. And that's another part of the training, is I show the materials to the potential tutors, and I get them comfortable with them, and so they're going to be using those same materials with their student.
Paula Faulkner with SCC's Adult Literacy Program says there are two training sessions scheduled for volunteers. One will be held March 30th at the Burlington Public Library, while the other will take place on May 5th at SCC's Fort Madison Center. Those interested in participating in the program as a volunteer or as a student are encouraged to contact the college. That information is available on our website, tristatesradio.com. I'm Jason Parrott.